Oh, it's most time.
Makes the hair rise on your head.
Really?
Really.
Because most of the time you associate drugs and stuff, you know, with a bigger city where there's a lot of more.
Not anymore. Montgomery, although it's just flowing like water.
Really?
Yeah. It sure is.
I'm really surprised. I you're used to being in a big city, you know, this stuff. Goes on, but yeah. You know, you have no idea that something like that would happen, yeah, in a smaller community.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's terrible down here. I don't know that it is in every small community, but it is here. Mm-hmm. It's real bad here.
Did you ever have a fireplace in your...
Oh yeah, we always. That's the only way we had a feeding.
Can you tell me about something about fireplaces? And
well, we just had those. We had fireplaces and we had andirons.
Uh-huh.
Those were the things that held the logs in place.
Mm-hmm.
And we had what you call, the way you would stop the fires in the morning, you had what you call kindling,
uh-huh,
which is hot pine now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the rich heart. I know you've seen trees that are a piece of lumber that there was rosin coming out of it.
Yeah.
Well, now that's pine. That's you cut down in there and it's red looking.
Yeah.
And it's now that's what you call kindling. You could stick a match to that. It's almost like gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
It'll burn just that quick.
Yeah.
Well, we would always have kindling that we started the fires with. We'd all, and two, we could bank that. Now we never did have too much of that. That was way back when I was real small.
Mm-hmm.
After I got a little bit size, you know, we had heaters,
mm-hmm,
coal, you know. But that was the next thing that we got into,
yeah,
was heaters. And I mean heaters with coal and two grates, and we had grates, fireplaces with they would be just tiny little fireplaces and just be like a little basket-like thing sitting here. It was a grate, a coal grate.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That you never have seen those. Now, you know, there are very few of those left.
No, we've got a fireplace in our house, but we never had a grate. I mean, we had to clean it out. So, I mean,
now these little fireplaces were tiny little place, fireplaces, and that little grate wouldn't be I say 15 inches,
mm-hmm,
and it would just hold, but it would heat. That coal would just get red, and it would just heat that whole house.
Yeah.
But that wood would too.
Mm-hmm.
It would just heat that wood. That's the only way, because now we had more than one. Now, when in these homes where they have these big, large fireplaces, they only have one fireplace,
mm-hmm,
to the house, of course.
Yeah,
but back then, you had a fireplace in every room.
Really?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Just about it.
Have
and of course you had the little thing out the roof for the kitchen, you know, and we had stove pipes. We had wood stoves. You had stove pipes, you know, it was made of metal.
Uh-huh.
And they were jointed. They were about this long. And you join them together. And then just run them out through this little, it was just like the fireplace, if it was a little square thing that,
mm-hmm,
ran up. And then you cooked on this wood stove, and there's nothing anything in the world any better than good home cooked food on a wood stove.
Do you give it a flavor?
Yes, it really does.
Really?
Uh-huh, it really does. There's a difference there. Even though it's cast iron and everything, there's a difference there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place between here and Tuscaloosa that's called the Cotton Patch.
Mm-hmm.